Yeah, absolutely. You know, playing cricket at this time of year, you do expect a bit of weather, but obviously it's frustrating not to get any playing at all there at Nottingham. But yeah, fingers crossed. You know, you never can tell with the weather forecast. We all have, you know, several apps on our phone keeping an eye on it, but fingers crossed it stays clear.
Well, at least you're in a decent position. You're one up with three to play. I guess it would be nice to wrap things up sooner rather than later in this Royal London series.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to win every game we play, so, you know, with three to play, to go two up would be great, and, you know, we'd like to win all the games this series. To play well and get a win, and then obviously go across again to the Oval and play well there, and hopefully go 3-0 up with one to play, which would be brilliant.
And feelings on the West Indies, Chris Gayle, obviously. It's quite intimidating coming into bowl at the top of the order.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know. You're almost trying to think ahead of the game and sort of second-guess what they're going to be doing, but then you don't want to go away from your plans too quickly. So, you know, there is a little bit of you know, calculated guesswork, I guess. But, you know, we've seen what Gayle can do, and he's done it time and time again. And if it's his day and he gets hold of it, the way he hits it, it's going to clear the ropes. So, you know, obviously it was disappointing not to get him out in that first over, but fortunately we managed to get him soon after.
David, how do you feel your own form is at the moment?
Yes, it's been a tricky summer for me, actually. I've not played a great deal of cricket, so, you know, to come out here and obviously get the nod for the first couple of games has been brilliant. But, you know, it's one of them games with white ball cricket now. You can go the distance in the power play, and you have to accept that. But, you know, as long as I'm doing what I want to be doing in them overs, then I can't complain too much. But, you know, I feel like I'm sort of getting somewhere back to where I want to be.
Were you a bit relieved to keep your place? Sorry, I didn't mean to put it like that, really. But were you relieved given the other bowlers who have been brought into the squad, the likes of Jake Ball, etc.?
Yeah, you know, there's, we've got a great squad of bowlers, you know, and anyone can get the nod at any stage. So, you know, I want to make that position my own, and fingers crossed I come out and bowl well tomorrow and get a couple of wickets early on, which is what they want from me.
On the batting front, would you like to be scoring a few more runs when you get the chance?
Yeah, yeah. Could be in at number 11. So, you know, it's one of them things. You always want to score runs wherever you bat, and I think it's fair to say I've probably struggled with you know, coming in at the end of an innings and trying to play that role. So, you know, I'm still trying to work on that and you know, find some success there.
As far as competition for the places is concerned, the team has had a very successful last couple of years. Is it harder and harder to cling on to your place? Does it force you to play better?
Yeah, I think so. I think it puts a bit more pressure on you. You know, there's not the same 11 out on the team sheet every series, so it's a great squad of players, and even, you know, the guys that aren't selected in the squad, there's some players there that are on the fringes as well. So, you know, there's that added pressure that there's anyone could play, and you've got to be performing, otherwise you're going to be carrying the drinks.
Now, just thoughts on Toby Rowland-Jones. Terrible news, and as part of the bowlers union, what did you make of it when you heard what had happened?
Yeah, obviously very disappointing for him. You know, he had a great start to Test cricket when he came in, so with the Ashes obviously on the horizon, he'll be gutted not to be probably involved with that. So you know, fingers crossed for a speedy recovery, and you know, he's a brilliant bowler, so he'll be back firing soon. You know, there's going to be some names in the hat there, so it'll be interesting to see who they go with. You know, there's obviously some brilliant bowlers out there, some guys that haven't even represented England, you know, the likes of Jamie Porter as well. So you know, it'll be really interesting to see where they go, and no doubt there'll be plenty of guys wanting to put their hands up and stake a claim for them places over the winter.